From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Sarah Williams reporting. U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry says Syrian President Bashar al-Assad must step down, but the timing of his departure has to be decided through negotiation. Speaking in London after talks with British Foreign Secretary Philip Hammond, Kerry urged Russia and Iran to use their influence in Syria to convince Assad to negotiate. Separately, a Syrian watchdog group said Islamist insurgents have killed 56 members of Syrian government forces in the country's northwest Idlib province. The Britain-based Syrian Observatory for Human Rights said Saturday the government fighters were shot execution style at the Abu Dhuhr military airport. A senior EU official said Saturday that the 28-member bloc should help countries on the front line in the refugee crisis and also strengthen their external borders. Speaking at the end of a two-day visit to Macedonia, European Union Enlargement Commissioner Johannes Hahn said that the EU needs to assist Balkan countries to cope with the influx of migrants and refugees from the Middle East and Africa. Hahn has proposed a fund of about $1.1 billion for Turkey to cope with the crisis. Peter Buchart is Emergencies Director for Human Rights Watch.
Between 4,000 and 6,000 people continue to arrive in Greece every day from Turkey. Most of them are people with legitimate asylum claims fleeing the conflicts in Syria, Iraq, and Afghanistan in particular. And Europe and the rest of the world really need to come up with a plan to allow these people to be treated humanely and to seek asylum in the countries that they wish to seek asylum.
This is VOA News. Pope Francis has departed Rome for a 10-day trip to Cuba and the United States, the two bitter adversaries that recently ended decades of Cold War-era hostility under the pontiff's guidance. Cuban President Raul Castro will greet Francis when he arrives at Havana's Jose Marti International Airport Saturday afternoon. He will celebrate Mass in Havana's Revolutionary Square on Sunday before holding a private meeting with Castro. The Cuban leader has been so impressed with the Argentinian-born pope that he vowed earlier this year to return to the Roman Catholic Church, despite Cuba's official embrace of atheism. China is calling for all parties in the North Korean denuclearization talks to resume the long-stalled negotiations. Speaking at an academic forum in Beijing, Foreign Minister Wang Yi called on all sides to take a responsible attitude and refrain from any actions that could worsen tensions both on the Korean Peninsula and the whole of Northeast Asia. Coup leaders in Burkina Faso say they freed the country's interim president as a gesture of goodwill following Wednesday's coup. The coup leaders said in a statement that interim president Michel Kafando is now in his official residence and said the move to release him is a sign of easing tensions. Kafando, who was detained when members of the presidential guard stormed a cabinet meeting on Wednesday, has not made any public appearance or statement. The U.S. Environmental Protection Agency has ordered a German automaker, Volkswagen, to recall nearly 500,000 vehicles for intentionally violating clean air laws. The EPA said Friday that Volkswagen has installed so-called defeat device software in its diesel-powered cars that only turn on its pollution emissions controls when the car is undergoing mandatory testing, meaning the controls are completely off during everyday driving. Sam Abelsamid is senior analyst at Navigant Research.
EPA is talking about a fine of potentially as much as $18 billion, which would be the highest ever levied against an automaker for any reason, but particularly for emissions violations.
The EPA says Volkswagen is responsible for making the required repairs. The automaker might also face an $18 billion fine. Volkswagen says it is cooperating with the investigation. Look at our website at voanews.com. I'm Sarah Williams in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.